今天吴牧师带来的信息是“快乐迎接新年
”。弟兄姊妹们，新年快乐，新年蒙福。
Brothers, sisters, Happy New Year, and may you receive the blessings in this new year.
能不能跟你旁边的人讲说新年快乐，耶稣爱你。
Please tell the person next to you, Happy New Year, Jesus loves you.
好，那今年啊，对我们北维中华基督教会来讲啊，是个新的景况啊。就是你们有了新的牧师，然后但是不晓得这个新的牧师是啰不啰嗦，烦不烦人啊
？This year we at the MVCCC we have a new change. We have a new pastor. You don't know him well, so you're not. You probably don't know if whether he's long-winded or annoying.
但是对我和师母而言啊，我们从原来每个月。一次来做客人啊，那变成了自家人啊，那我有了新的会众，那我也正在努力啊，要记住啊你们的名字，所以说如果啊刚开始我没有办法叫出你的名字的时候啊，也请你原谅啊，但是我就请求你，你就自我介绍给我啊，好让我能够马上赶快的来记住你啊，认识你。
But as for me and my wife, we have changed from once a month visitor to become a part of this big family. And I have this new congregation to serve. And I'm trying very hard to remember everybody's names. But if at the beginning I don't recall, I cannot call your name when I see you, please come and introduce, please forgive me, and please come and introduce yourself to me so that I'll get to know you better.
Okay, 好，那个师母能不能把那个 PowerPoint 给他们，在我的 Bible 里面，那个拉开，哎，那个今天的那个。今天的日期 ，OK， 好。那通常呢，新牧师啊，跟这个会众啊，那通常都有一段了、啊、所谓的蜜月期啊。那当然呢，身为牧师的我哈、啊，我就很希望就是说，这个蜜月期能够长长久久哈、啊，越长越好。
Usually between the new pastor and the congregation, there's a so-called honeymoon period. Of course, as a pastor, he will want to have this honeymoon period as long as possible.
Yeah, 那我跟师母呢，其实我们在过去几个月以来啊，都一直在为啊我们啊北维中华基督教会啊一直来为我们教会的事工在祷告。那我也求神能够带领我跟师母哈、哦，能够很快的能够进入状况啊、哦。那我也恳请弟兄姐妹们，也为在你们的祷告中也来纪念我们。
And in the past few months, Pastor Wu and his wife they've been praying for MVCCC's ministries.And he has asked God to lead them, he and Mrs. Wu, to quickly get involved with our church ministries. And he also asked all the brothers and sisters to please keep them in your prayers.
新的一年啊，带来新的盼望啊。当我们啊说新年快乐的时候啊，哥林多后书五章十七节这里告诉我们，其实快乐的根源。一个很重要的快乐的根源，那这个根源呢，可以带给我们永远的喜乐。
New Year brings a new hope, and when we say Happy New Year, we need to remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It tells us the source of our happiness. And this source will bring us an internal happiness.
因为我们在基督里就是新造的人啊，我们信了耶稣之后就得着新的生命，新的生命带来了新的生活。
Because we are a new creation in Christ, when we believe in Jesus, we receive a new life, and this new life will bring us a new way of living.
也改变了我们对人生、对世界的看法，有了新的人生观、新的价值观、新的世界观。而这新的三观呢，都是根源于耶稣基督。
It also changes how we view this world and our lives. We have new views in life, in values, and the world. So these three new outlooks in life, values and world are all rooted in Jesus Christ.
新的一年提供给我们许多新的机会，那也是评估我们过去的时候。那我们也清楚明白啊，没有人能够不认识基督，或者在他的生命里面没有拥有基督而能够得到快乐跟满足。
So this new year provides us many opportunities. It's also a time for us to look back in this previous year, of how we did. We need to clearly understand that nobody can have a happy and satisfied life without knowing Jesus.Or without living a life in Christ.
基督生命或生活的每一个阶段啊，都是基督徒喜乐的源泉啊。他的出生应许了弥赛亚已经来了啊，然后他的生活还医治了、帮助了所有的人，而他的死呢？也为所有的人的罪付出了代价。
Every stage of Christ's life is a source of Christian's joy. His birth, for example, first his birth, it means that the promised Messiah is here. And his life, that he healed and helped all the people he met. And his death, he paid the price for everybody's sins.
他的复活战胜了死亡。打败了罪的权势，然后带给我们永生的盼望。
In his resurrection, he overcame the death, and he defeated the power of sin. He gave us an eternal hope in life.
那基督的升天呢？那也应许着他的第二次又要再来。
In his ascension, also promised that he will come again for us.
所以弟兄姐妹。要得着快乐的秘诀其实很简单，拥有基督就有快乐。
And so the secret to be happy is actually very simple. In Christ, stay in Christ, and you will have the happiness.
特别在这新的一年啊，让我们以基督为中心，然后用以下三个方式来得着真正的邻里的快乐，第一就是透过与神的团契。
So in this new year, that's centered on Jesus Christ, and we can obtain our happiness through these three areas. The first is to have a happiness through fellowship.
约翰一书提到，基督徒从耶稣所得的生命之道。然后得着生命的根基跟依据。倘若在教会生活中只是表面的或者社交性的情感，而不是以父或者是基督为他的根基与他相交的话，那我们的喜乐就没有办法得到满足啊！那就正如约翰一书一章三到四节这里讲到的哈，我们乃是与父和他的儿子基督。耶稣的相交，那我们将这些话写给你们，是使你们能够得到喜乐的充足。
Okay, we need to fellowship with God. First John in chapter 1 says that the Christians get the foundation and basis of life from the word of life preached by Jesus. In the church life, if it's only superficial on the surface and only social exchanges, then and there's no, if there's no fellowship with the Father and His Son Jesus, then our joy will never be satisfied. Just like the verse that we mentioned in verse 3 to 4. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 says, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
神永远在圣洁的光明中啊，因为他自己就是光，那我们只能蒙召来活在光中。那我们如果能够随时的与神相交团契的话，那必定带来啊，必定能够啊带来那个光明啊，那就是能够行在光明中。
God is always in the holy light because He is the light. We are called to live in this light. If we can connect with God at any time, the first benefit we will receive is that we'll also be able to walk in the light.
那行在光明中，那是形容一个绝对的真诚，然后行事为人光明磊落，然后无所遮掩，毫不隐藏。那这种光明磊落、不遮遮掩掩的生活啊，是一个非常轻松、愉快的生活啊。
To walk in the light, is a description of absolute sincerity. We conduct oneself in an upright manner, without any concealment, no cover-up. This kind of bright, open, and upright life, without any concealment, is a relaxed and happy life.
那第二个好处呢？就是耶稣的血洗净我们一切无意中所犯的罪啊，那罪得赦免，那当然让我们能够活得自在，活得快乐。
And the second benefit is that the blood of Jesus also cleanses us for our all unintentional sins, and the forgiveness of sins certainly makes us at ease and happy.
那快乐呢？其实也透过与弟兄姐妹之间的美好的团契。
Happiness also comes from fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们很熟悉的一段经文啊，诗篇133篇啊，它描述了一个家族啊，他和睦同居，在灵里合一的一个和谐的画面啊。那犹太家族呢，那他的成员他们就一同的跋涉前往耶路撒冷，在途中呢，有几天就是相处居住在一起，然后呢共度美好的时光。
So in Psalm chapter 133, it describes an harmonious picture of a family living together in harmony and spiritual unity. It describes that Israelite family members, they trekked together to Jerusalem, and they ate and lived together for days during the journey, and spent good times together.
其实更重要的是，他们敬拜同一位神，然后他们受同一个圣洁的律法所管制。
But the most, even more importantly, is that they worship the same God. They were children of the same covenant, and they were governed by the same holy law.
在圣经当中，那个油啊，就象征着圣灵啊，那就是说，是膏油，就是从这个啊祭司的头一直流下来，流到胡须，流到衣襟，流到胸前。那你知道，大祭司胸前的十二个宝石，就代表着十二个支派。那这象征什么？象征的就是说，在灵里所有支派、所有弟兄姐妹的合一。
So in the Bible, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. When the high priest is anointed, the oil flows from the head to the front of his body and drawn to the hem of his robe. This implies that the 12 gemstones on the breastplate worn by the high priest represent the 12 tribes, all washed by the anointing oil, And this washing is a picture of spiritual unity.
在经文里面那提到的这个甘露，它是象征着神带来的话语，带来的祝福，还有带来的更新啊、哦。那这首诗歌，这首诗，它呈现了弟兄姐妹在一个大家族里头，在爱中同行，在灵里合一，以及神话语带来的祝福跟更新的一个喜乐的一个家庭的一个画面。
So in the scriptures that we read, it mentioned about manna. Manna symbolizes God's word, God's blessing, and the renewal in God. This poem presents the joyful day-to-day aspects of brothers and sisters who walk in love, unite in spirit, and be blessed and renewed by God's word.
我小学五年级的时候啊，的那一年的中秋节啊，刚好来了一个大台风啊，那当天晚上呢，就把我家的几片瓦就吹掉了啊。那因为那个房子是连在一起的，所以邻居呢发现了，然后就跑过来，就是说如果不及时的把它修好的话，全部整排的那个瓦片都会被掀开哈、啊。那所以我们就开始在商量。
So when I was in fifth grade in the elementary school, there was a big typhoon where I was during the Mid-Autumn Festival. And so this big wind blew away the roof shingles, some of the roof shingles, and my neighbors noticed and notified us because if we did not fix them immediately, that it will probably blow away other shingles as well.
我长话短说哈。就是我就和大我没有几岁的哥哥哈、啊，就跟着邻居哈、啊，就开始上去修理了哈、啊。那结果呢，很不幸的哈、啊，很不幸的，我就一失足，然后就从高处就自由落体了，跌到那个水泥地上。
So make the long story short, I joined my brother.To help with the prepare work, and unfortunately, I fell from high places down to the concrete ground.
结果我当场就失去了意识，然后呢，这个后脑就破裂了哈，就一直流血，然后呢，右手臂就断裂了。
So I lost consciousness on the spot, and the back of my head was also bleeding, and my right hand was broken.
我哥哥就赶快把我摇醒，然后呢就背着我哈、哦，就冒着那个大风雨，然后背着我一直狂奔啊。那个时候我父母不在家，狂奔到了街上的那个诊所哈、哦，一家一家敲门，结果都是没有人开啊，那个医院诊所都不开，一直敲到第三家才开。
So my brother woke me up.And then he carried me because my parents were not home at the time. So he carried me in the rain, in the big wind, to look for clinics that would take care of me, what would treat me. However, at that night, all the clinics were closed. He kept knocking on the doors, and no doors were open until the third clinic that finally opened.
所以当天晚上因为没有灯光，所以用摩托车的灯光就照着我的头，就随便缝一缝，然后等到以后再处理。所以我现在后脑勺很难看哦，不能留光头就是了。
So that night, because everyone lost power, so did the clinic. So there was no light. So they have to use manual light to shine to do the fix my open wound in the back, my head.That's why I have a mark in the back of my head, and that does not look good.
就有一首歌哈、啊，就叫做 "He is not heavy, he is my brother." 他不重，他是我兄弟啊。
There's a song called "He is not heavy, he is my brother."
就可以很清楚的描述啊，就是一个家人啊，如果把他当家人。把自己那个当成自己兄弟的话啊，在这么危险的情况下，他也不觉得很沉重，而且他愿意背着， 然后还愿意来爱他。
So this song really described a love between the family members. If you know a person is your brother, is a family member, and then you will be willing to take the burden to carry him, to help him, to love him.
这就是家庭的那个，如果把他当家人的那种爱的一个表现啊。
So this is a way to show your love towards your family members.
相反的啊，嫉妒能够破坏弟兄姐妹间的团契跟合一，它是一个主要的原因。如果有了嫉妒，就是已经失去了那个爱心了。
So on the contrary, jealousy is the main factor that destroys the fellowship and unity among brothers and sisters. And jealousy makes people lose love.
弟兄们，我有一个问题，先问弟兄啊。
So I have a question for the brother first.
当你的儿子啊，他英文讲得比你好，能力比你强的时候，你嫉不嫉妒他？
If you have a son who is more capable than you and speaks English better than you, will you be jealous of him?
对，我看弟兄是摇头嘛啊。
I see people shaking their heads.
我再来问姐妹们啊，如果你的女儿长得比你漂亮，你嫉妒她吗？
Let me also ask the sisters, if your daughter is prettier than you, will you be jealous of her?
Yeah, 当然不会嘛啊。
Of course not, right?
为什么？因为你把她当家人看啊，那家人的爱就展现出来了。所以就记住，你如果在教会里头有那个嫉妒的心产生的时候，你就知道了。你不把他当家人看，你已经失去了那个家人的爱。
So to those questions, of course, our answers will all know, right? Because as parents, we all want our kids to be successful, so we cannot be jealous of them. So that's also because we treat our children as part of the family, that we have love towards our family members. So we need to treat our brothers and sisters in the church as our family members. Then we will have the love towards our family members.
那我们再一次回头来看啊，我们的喜乐是透过与神的团契，以及和弟兄姐妹团契的合一而得着的。
So that's return to the source of our joy. Our joy is through the fellowship with God, and be united in the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
跟你旁边的人讲，透过团契而得着快乐。
Tell the person next to you, through the fellowship, you will receive the joy.
好，那第二件事情呢，也透过征战而得到快乐，透过与罪的征战而得到快乐。
The second thing now is we can have happiness through fighting, so we can fight with sin.
保罗在离世之前，很慎重地提醒信徒啊，在末世有危险的日子会来到。
So before Paul's death, Paul carefully reminded the believers that there will be dangerous days in the last days.
处在目前的环境，我想大家不难发现啊，就是在社会层面上，人们的价值观非常扭曲，一味的在追求物质、追求金钱，那把道德良知都践踏的体无完肤。
So we all know that in the current world, there is very difficult to find.It's not difficult to find. This world is full of temptations, and at the social level, people's values are distorted. Blindly pursuing the satisfaction of material things, money, trampling moral conscience to pieces.
大家如果注意到新闻报道，我想不难发现啊，在前半年那个柬埔寨的这个。诈欺集团的残忍行径，以及一些无知年轻人被骗过去的对于这个金钱的虚幻的这个满足啊，他们就受害了啊。我想从这个你都可以看得到。
So you may have read in the news that in the earlier last year, there are some fraudulent groups in Cambodia, and they coupled with the fact that some.Ignorant young people, they were deceived and victimized in pursuit of unrealistic financial satisfaction.
那在信仰上呢， 一样的哈，在信仰上有很多异端邪说，很多人离弃真道等等都产生了。譬如我们都很熟的啊，比如说在中国大陆有个叫做东方闪电的，他现在已经发展到美国，那现在改名字就叫做全能神教会，他一直在迷惑世人啊。我们如果一不小心就被陷入了啊。
So in the terms of religious beliefs, there's also many heresies. For example, the Eastern Lightning that came out of China now has been spread to the United States. It's now called another name, Church of Almighty God, and it confused the world. So there are lots of temptations nowadays.
基督徒将面临越来越多的征战。而在新的一年，我们一定会有属灵的征战，一定会有啊！那我们必须做好准备来面对战斗啊
！So Christians, we will face many, many battles, and in this new year, we will definitely face spiritual battles. In the new years, we must be prepared to face these battles.
因为撒旦知道他的时间不多了啊，他会试图动摇我们对神的信心。然后摧毁我们对道德操守的执着，他也会在我们遭遇不顺畅的时候来搅扰我们的心灵，让我们担忧不安，甚至离弃神。
Because Satan knows that he doesn't have much time left, he will try to shake our faith in God, destroy our attachment to moral integrity, and he will disturb our hearts, especially during difficult circumstances and make us worry.
记住，撒旦的方法跟作为，他就是要把我们带回到信主之前的旧行为、旧思维、旧生活。
Keep in mind that all of Satan's actions, they're nothing more than bring us back to our old behavior, our old thinking, our old life, before we believed in the Lord.
在美国内战的期间啊，如果是在北方的话，如果一个人不想参加北方的军队的人的话啊，他可以付钱买一个人来为他打仗。
So during the American Civil War, if you didn't want to join the Union Army in the North, then you could pay somebody to fight for you.
有一个名叫普拉特的人啊。他付钱给怀特，让他在内战当中代替他去打仗。那后来怀特呢，就在战场上战死了。那普拉特又重新被征召。
So there was a man, named Pratt, who paid the person named White to fight in his place in the Civil War. But White later died in the battle, and Pratt was, unfortunately drafted again.
所以呢，那普拉特就把他跟怀特的那个契约哈、啊，就带到兵役的征召的委员去，并告诉他们，怀特已经代替我战死在沙场，不能再做第二次的征召啊，因为他已经死在怀特身上了，怀特代替我参战，已经代替我死了。
So Pratt took the contractual agreement between him and White to the drafting board.And told them that White had already died in his, in for him instead, and so that he could not be called upon for a second term, because he already died, and because White already died for him, in his place and died in his place.
弟兄姐妹们，当撒旦如果在你心里搅扰，要重新征召你回到你旧的生活、旧的思维或旧的生活方式的时候。你必须向他展示你跟耶稣的合约。
So if Satan comes to you and calls you to go back to your old life, and old way of thinking or speaking or your old behaviors, you must show him your covenant with Jesus.
你应该跟他讲，耶稣基督已经代替我死了，我。不会再回到旧的生活，而且耶稣基督的赎款早已经付清了。
So you can say that Jesus Christ has died for me. You can't call me back to the old life. You can't call me back to the old way of thinking. The ransom has already been paid by Jesus Christ.
圣经上也应许我们，我们可以靠着神来征战啊，在新的一年，我们能够全心全意的来靠着神与罪来征战，因为我们知道我们过去一年的光景，而且神他必照着他的应许，让我们重新得力。
Also, Bible also tells us that we should rely on God, when we fight. So in this new year, that is rely on God wholeheartedly to fight against sin. God knows our situation in the past year, and He will renew our strength according to His promise.
我们必能够像鹰一样展翅上腾，奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
So we'll be like the eagle soaring on wings against the wind, and we can run without tired, and we can walk without weary.
好，第三个，我们可以透过跟随主耶稣而得着快乐。
The third is that through Jesus Christ we can have the happiness through following Him.
这个跟随呢，就包括跟从他的大使命，还有来听他所有的教导，从他的话语当中。
This means following His command, with His great commission order and all His teachings.
耶稣要我们从跟从他，把天国的福音能够传出去。那弟兄姐妹，我们来回想一下，当教会如果有人受洗归入主的名下的时候，大家是何等的高兴，何等的快乐。
Yeah, Jesus wants us to follow Him to spread the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And brothers and sisters, just think back how happy everyone was when someone in our church was baptized into the name of the Lord.
甚至圣经也明确地告诉我们，不止我们高兴，一个罪人悔改，在天上也这样为他欢喜。
Even the Bible tells us that we are not the only ones who are happy. There will be joy, rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents.
跟从主的另一个方式就是听主的话。
Another way to follow the Lord is to listen to the Lord.
也就是学习他的教导，也是从他的话语里头得着力量，得着安慰，得着鼓励，也甚至得着他的警告。
So that is to learn God's teachings in the Bible. We can get comfort, strength, encouragement, revelation, and warning from the words of the Bible.
要让我们这一生旅途，一生的旅途能够走得顺畅快乐的话，也要必须清楚明白圣经的教导。那我也非常鼓励我们弟兄姐妹啊，从新的一年一开始，我们就养成每天来读经的一个习惯啊。那因为神的话就是灵，就是生命。
So to make our life journey smooth and happy, we must clearly understand the teachings of the Bible. So I very much encourage brothers and sisters to start the new year by developing the habit of reading the Bible every day so that we can gain strength from God. God's words every day, and because God's words are full of spirit and full of life.
我以前啊，在科技业上班的时候啊，至少有二十几年的工作地点都在北围啊，那时候走的路就是495啊，那上下班都会塞车啊，所以我就养成一个习惯，在上下班之前一定会查一下交通报告。
So I used to work in the technology industry for 20 plus years, and I was in Northern Virginia area, and I took the Highway 495.So you know how how bad traffic is on the highway. So I developed a habit that is that I always check the traffic reports before I come in.
因为从我家从马里兰到北围呢，都会经过那一座桥嘛，哈 ，American Legion Memorial Bridge.
Because I live in Maryland, so to travel to Virginia side, I have to go through the American Legion Memorial Bridge.
没有别的路可以走啊，所以我是每天灵活的调整上下班的时间来避开塞车。
There's no other way to get to Virginia from Maryland without that bridge. That's the only choice. So every day I have to adjust my commute time make my commuting time flexible so that I can avoid all those traffic jams.
那早期有任何有价值的这个交通报告啊，都是从上空那个直升机哈，你们如果早期知道会飞来飞去，那提供那个交通的资料。那近年来我们就知道透过网络啦，透过这个在接口的摄像头系统。
So in the earlier days, all the traffic report, the worthwhile traffic reports came from the reporters flying in the helicopters above the ground, right, in the sky. But in the recent years, of course, we just use the internet to get the latest traffic reports.
我就很清楚地记得有一次啊，我就在回家的路途啊，回家之前忘了查，就那一天忘了查，结果一上路惨了，我原来从办公室到家里的时间哈，正常的话30分钟，结果那一天走了将近6-7个钟头啊，几乎可以一直开到快要 Niagara Falls 了。
So I remember this experience vividly. Is that I forgot to check the traffic report before I left work, and usually the commute takes me 30 minutes. That day took me 6 or 7 hours. You know, you can drive all the way to Niagara Falls in that time.
其实道理实在非常非常简单啊，在直升机上的人，他看到地上啊是看到全局，对不对？那如果能够跟从他的报道，那一定是上策的。
So the reason behind the traffic reporting is very simple, right? The people on the helicopter, they can see the ground clearly, and they can see the overall situation. So it's definitely the best policy to follow the traffic reports instead of making up yourself.
同样的啊，神是全知全能的神啊，他在高天之上掌管宇宙，跟从他的引导是最可靠不过的。
So likewise, God is an all-knowing and omnipotent God who controls the overall situation of the universe from high above. So following His guidance is the most reliable way.
当我们迎接新的一年，那代表着我们又成熟了一岁或老了一岁。有人这么说哈，30岁之前是比学历啊。就是哪个学校毕业的，哪个科系，什么学位。那30岁到50多岁比的就是经历啊，待过什么公司，当过什么职位，做过什么案子。
So as we greet the new year, it also means that we have matured, aged another year. So some people say that before the age of 30, we compare each other with the education, which school you went to, what department you graduated from, what degree.And then between 30 and the age 30 and 50, then you start comparing your experiences, what companies you work for, what positions you held, and what cases you worked on, et cetera, et cetera.
50多岁以后，比的就是病历啊，哪里痛，这里酸，那里不舒服啊。但是，我们不上胆啊，我们不上胆。外体虽然毁坏。但是只要我们跟随耶稣，我们内心却一天新是一天。
Then when you are 50 and over and older, you start comparing about your medical records, right? Where you have soreness, where you have pain, and where you feel uncomfortable. But do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
不管我们处在任何的年龄层，跟从耶稣的引导，必能让我们喜乐顺畅。
So it doesn't matter which age group you're in, following Jesus Christ's guidance, will make our life joyful and smooth.
新的一年带来新的希望，耶稣基督是我们快乐的秘诀，有了耶稣就有了喜乐。
This new year brings new hopes.Jesus Christ is our secret to happiness. Having Jesus Christ in our life, we will have joy.
让我们弟兄姐妹再次记住，我们在新的一年，我们透过与神的团契相交，以及与弟兄姐妹的和睦同居的同契的团契跟邻里的合一而得到快乐。
So let's remember in this new year, that's be connected with Christ. and also united with brothers and sisters to gain this happiness.
我们也透过征战依靠着主耶稣而得着快乐。
And we know when we fight in Christ, and we will be able to receive happiness that way too.
我们也透过每天的来跟随跟从主耶稣而得着快乐跟满足。
We also need to follow the Lord, spread the gospel of the kingdom of God, and study God's words every day, so that every brother and sister will have a healthy, contented, and joyful body, mind, and spirit.
天天学习神的话语，好让我们弟兄姐妹在2023年有个健壮、满足与喜乐的身心灵。
So we.Read God's words every day so that we all have a healthy, contented, and joyful body, mind, and spirit in 2023.
我更相信在教会的事工上必定有宽大又有功效的门为我们北维基中华基督教会而开。
I believe even more that in the ministry of our church,A great door for effective work has opened to us, Northern Virginia Chinese Christian Church.
好，我们让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
慈悲天父爱我们的主，我们感谢主，感谢主你啊，过去啊几十年来的恩典的带领，主我们啊在这新年的一开始，主我们再一次的交托仰望在恩主的手中。主啊，求主来带领我们，主也让我们啊学习到主能够更加的与神来连结，主更加的与弟兄姐妹在灵里合一的团契，主我们也依靠主来与罪恶来征战，主我们更要来跟随主，主跟随主的大使命，主来跟随主你的教导，主让我们活出。啊，有盼望的人生，主，我们也再一次的把我们教会啊都交托仰望在恩主的手中，主啊，愿主来得着所有的荣耀跟赞美。我们这样祈求祷告，都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。
阿们